Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, June the 19th, 2022. The last two bishops under whom I served as a full-time minister each had, to my way of thinking, provocative directives for us clergy. One bishop encouraged us to pray, and the other encouraged us to read the Bible. You may find it odd that I think these two directives provocative, but I did, and I do. They strike me that way because, at first blush, they seem almost absurd. Kind of like the coach of a baseball team encouraging the players to learn what a baseball looks like, and a bat as well. Kind of like the owner of a publishing company encouraging the editors to learn to read and write. But that's not really what the two bishops were saying. I still recall the trepidation with which I stepped into the pulpit of my first church every Sunday. It was a small rural church in which the majority of the congregation had been reading and studying the Bible far longer than I had, and therefore knew the Bible better than I did. I was keenly aware that the majority of the people in those pews had been praying and wrestling with God far longer than I had as well, and therefore engaged in daily lives of prayer that nurtured a living faith, a vital spirituality that I was only still cultivating. I was aware that they would be neither swayed nor impressed by any litany of theologians that I could quote from my seminary experience. They were getting their information firsthand. It lived in their hearts and minds. I've never been good at remembering chapter and verse or quoting scripture on demand, but I've always taken biblical literacy seriously and have spent most of my adult life seeking better and deeper understanding of scripture. And yes, there are still many who know it far better than I do. To the best of my ability, I've continued on the pilgrimage of faith, the daily habit of prayer and relationship with God. And yes, there are still many who are wiser and live closer to God's heart. But that's always the way, and nobody is awarding medals or grading exams or keeping ledgers of who's ahead or behind in any category. I'm neither bragging nor confessing regarding my imperfect, unfinished, hit and miss, ongoing struggle with being a person of faith, a person seeking connection with God's Word and Spirit. And I'm not inviting you to brag or confess either. I'm not asking you to give yourself a grade or place yourself upon some graph that indicates your status regarding these matters. And I'm not assuming that you don't read the Bible and pray. If you didn't have some familiarity with both Scripture and the life of prayer, you probably wouldn't be listening to me right now. I'm saying that we are all in this together, that we collectively are the church of this moment in time, and that we can't be effective or fruitful if we're disconnected from these two basic aspects of who we are: biblical literacy and lives of prayer. And while admonitions to read Scripture and pray may seem simple and self-explanatory, they are anything but. Let's take a few quiet moments to consider each of these matters in turn. Scripture can seem contradictory, confusing, and difficult to understand, separated from us as it is by thousands of years and cultural and geographical differences. The Bible isn't a book, it's a library, comprising a wide variety of literary styles and writings that were created at different times by different people for different reasons and purposes. There is a host of nuanced and arcane religious and historical detail, and all of this comes in a dizzying array of translations and versions. We all need help in sorting all of this in order to comprehend what we read. Do you have the help and resources you need in order to understand the Bible? The life of prayer, fundamental and important as it is, can seem mysterious and mystical, even though it has been practiced by people from all walks of life for thousands of years. Do you have the resources and assistance you need in maintaining your prayer life? Is God reaching out to you in these moments regarding either or both of these fundamental aspects of the life of faith? Speak with God about these things as you would to a trusted friend. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.